Hari means monkey. I don't want monkeys and lions here. So what Krishna was telling, answering Mati Radhika was cutting all these things in a jaw, and Krishna was then defeated. At last he could not select any word to satisfy Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika. So this Ko Asi has become Ko Si. Also, আমাদের হয়ে গেছে আর কি হবে রামচন্দ্র ভাই entered him his Vaikuntha. For the Vaikuntha, he made first his two sons, Lava and Kush, king of these places. Kush was given this kingdom of Kushasthali. Bharata Maharaj, named after Bharat Maharaj, Bharat ji ke naam par Bharat ka jo naam hua Bharatpur. Bharat ji ne, you know Khar and Akshar, those who had no death, no birth, no sorrow, no suffering, nothing. They are Akshar. They are two conditions of soul and Paramatma, Atma and Paramatma. Atma is everywhere. He is one, but jivas are lakhs and lakhs, uncountable. Ve anant hai, kintu dono aapke hai. Now you are thinking, if dream can be merry, I am this body, physical body, I am this physical matter, and all are mine. I will have to control all. I am controller of this world. But anyone cannot control. अभी मरने को जाएंगे अभी तो उनका भजन करें तभी इसका कल्याण हो सकता है अन्यथा नहीं. इफ एनीवन वांट टू बी हैप्पी दे शुड ट्राई टू डू भजन ऑफ कृष्ण. दे शुड ट्राई टू वर्शिप कृष्ण. मुझे बड़ी खुशी है कि आप लोग इंग्लैंड, अमेरिका, हॉलैंड, न्यूजीलैंड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, अमेरिका, हम ऑल parts of world you are coming to realize this truth, and we Indians are going so much down. We are giving up Indian culture, ancient culture we are giving up, and you are taking this. So I am so happy. Ye jauvan, buddhi, shari, ye achieving, jauvan nahi rahega. It is not forever. We will be dead. We will die. This body will be old, or mind will be done. इसलिए हम लोगों को सोचना चाहिए. We should always remember. In this world, anything, any matter cannot help us. Cannot help us. We'll have to die. When we will die, we don't know when we will have to die. इसलिए मरने के पहले ही इस चीज को ठीक करो. हमारे जीवन का उद्देश्य और लक्ष्य क्या है? What is the aim and object of our life? What is the object of our this worshipping Krishna? क्या है? और प्रेम से करोगे तो न जाने क्या हो जाएगा? जब ऐसे ही उपेक्षा करके करते हैं. I think you are all understanding. If anyone says the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Birth and death, sorrow, suffering, that thing will go away. Automatically. And if you do, by love, honor, and then love, Krishna Prem will come. Chanting in name, if you cannot chant whole name, utter whole name, only Krishna, no heart. Ram Nam, no heart. You know who is Ram? Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Radha Ramayati Ramaha. Radha Ramana Krishna hi jo hai वही राम है, हरे राम में भी ज्यादा कृष्ण। यहाँ पर दो तीन आराध्य चार देव नहीं है, एक है। यू नो दैट हरा मीन्स राधिका, प्रोटेक्ट द माइंड एंड हार्ट एंड कंट्रोल इज राधिका इज हरे। राधा रमयती राधा रमण गोविंद इज राम। सो वल्ली वन उपास्य राधा एंड कृष्ण बहु कंजुगल। So very easily, it is very easy to do bhajan, worship of Krishna. No effort, nothing. You can tell by sleeping, सो रहे हैं तभी कर रहे हैं, भोजन कर रहे हैं, ठीक आई
so fortunate
to come with us. सो रहे इन होल परिक्रमा डूइंग 84 पुरुष भजन मंडल एंड हियरिंग सो श्री एंड तत्व कथा हियर एवरीवेयर। गौर प्रमानंद महाप्रसाद, आप लोग इनके प्रसाद दें।
ओम अज्ञान से मृंगस ज्ञानंदन सुलभ। सो इन वृंदावन टुडे वी हैव कम एट कालिया देह दा कालिया दह एंड इन दिस कालिया दह राइट नाउ वी आर स्टैंडिंग एट समाधि ऑफ प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती पाद। श्री प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती पाद वॉज डूइंग भजन ऑल्सो हियर। सो इट इज नॉट ओनली हिज समाधि, एनदर वे वी कैन कॉल इट हिज भजन कुटीर वॉज ऑल्सो हियर एंड एज वेल एज समाधि वॉज ऑल्सो हियर। प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती वेंकट भट्ट एंड श्रीरंगम श्रीमल भट्ट दीज थ्री ब्रदर्स वर लिविंग इन श्रीरंगम इन साउथ इंडिया। श्रीरंगम इज अ मोस्ट फेमस टेम्पल ऑफ लक्ष्मी नारायण। ऑल दीज थ्री वर डेडिकेटेड डिवोटी ऑफ श्रीरंगम दैट इज लक्ष्मी नारायण। सो वेल चैतन्य महाप्रभु वेंट हियर एंड ऑन रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ वेंकट भट्ट ही स्टेड एट देयर हाउस फॉर 4 months ड्यूरिंग चतुर्मास। At that time, lot of satsang took place at his house, rather I should say at their house. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why do you worship Lakshmi Narayana? Why don't you worship Radha Krishna? And Venkat Bhat said that Narayana and Krishna is one and the same thing, what makes a difference? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled, he says, consort of Narayana is Lakshmi. Yes. He is Lakshmi, but it is said in scriptures that Lakshmi has keen desire to take part in Krishna's Raj. If both are same, then why consort of Lakshmi is desiring to take part and to love Krishna, to have Raj with Krishna? Then again he says, because Narayana and Krishna is same. He says, if Narayana and Krishna is same, then Lakshmi should have no problem in getting chance to take part in Raj. But it is said that she is still doing tapasya, austerity at Belvan to take part in Raj, but still she could not take. Then he was answerless. You know why it is so? Because Krishna in Vrindavan is his real state of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in its fullest form exist in Goloka Vrindavan. So you should devote love and worship Radha Krishna, and that too in the mood of serving Radharani. From there, Prabodhananda Saraswati and Venkat Bhat, they all turn into Krishna Bhakta. From Ravana Sampradaya, they converted into Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, and we know one of our Goswami is son of Venkat Bhat, that is Gopal Krishna, Gopal Das Bhat Goswami. And Prabodhananda Saraswati also came to Vrindavan and he has written such a many verses of Krishna. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati, after getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan and he stayed here. Here he did bhajan in the line of servant of Radharani, Radharani Dasya Bhav. He was
so fully devoted to Vrindavan. He was so much dedicated to stay in Vrindavan that he has said, even if I have to sell my everything, my house, my wife, my daughter, my everything, I am ready for that, but I will not give up Vrindavan. I will stay in Vrindavan. By this shloka, he means that he is ready to sacrifice anything in order to live in Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati Path very clearly and unhesitatingly stated and written that how Krishna is trying to please Radharani, for which Jayadev Goswami had hesitation and could not write. And Krishna had to come himself and he wrote it, that Krishna is putting his head on Radharani's feet just to please her. Prabhupada Saraswati says that in fact the climax of Ras Tattva comes only when Krishna puts Alta of Radharani. Alta is always put on feet. When Krishna puts Alta of Radharani on his head, this only then Ras Tattva is created to its climax. He has written it so clearly and unhesitatingly. Prabhupada Saraswati Path, he has written a shloka which Subhanand Prabhu has explained, that for Sevakund he has written especially, that in Sevakund Radharani, after coming in Man, becoming angry, she ordered that nothing bad should be before her at all, even you put your head covered with white cloth. And in such a state, she ordered to paint every black into white, including your eyebrows and also. Because I know this black is, Shyam is brute, scoundrel, rascal, and I don't want to see him. And look, be careful, don't allow to let him inside this kund at all. Go and be watchman. Watch ladies, not watchman, watch ladies. And when Krishna came there, and Radha Rani's Pali Dasis, their servants, they are standing on the door and gate of Kunj. Krishna comes and he praying to them, not praying, Kakubhar. Kakubhar means, what should I say, in a very, very menial way, begging. Begging and pleading. Begging and pleading. Just putting himself on the feet of those Palidasis. Begging and pleading. Please, somehow or other, let me see Radharani. In his shloka, he is giving the importance of even the servant of Radharani, that how much these Palidasis are important, what to speak of Radharani. So straightforwardly he is saying like this. He says that Radharani is saying, don't let him in, and Krishna is saying, please let me in. And where such type of pastimes are taking place, Leela is taking place, may I get a single straw of a broom where it is clean, so that I can get this mercy. I want to enable myself in this pastime. So such type of prayers and such type of bhav was Prabhupada Saraswati Path was having, and we are also in the same line and inclined and intending to have generate such type of. Similarly, he has stated about Navadvip also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has written that unless we take mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into. We cannot cross the ocean of this material world, nescience. I think we call it nescience. Nescience. We cannot cross over this ocean of material world. And not only this, unless we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into the ocean of Bhava Bhakti of Radha Krishna love. So we have to be back for his mercy. At the same time, Prabhupada Saraswati Path
for whom we should also beg the same mercy. He was in the mood of Radharani Dasya Bhav, and we should beg from him his mercy. He, from here we will go onward to Kalyani. Yes, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he has explained his incarnation of Prabhu Vidya. He has come as a male in Leela of Mahaprabhu, and there he was Tung Vidya. Tung Vidya is expert in all Vidya arts. That is why Prabodhananda Saraswati was also expert in explaining these things in real intimate Leela of Radha Krishna.
Govinda jai jai Gopal jai jai
came here and he was
hunting some fishes from the water. At that time, fish prayed to Shobhari Rishi that, look, this Garuda is hunting us and save us. Seeing it, he stopped. He gave a curse to Garuda that you will never be able to come here. The moment you will pick any fish or hunt any fish, your head will be chopped off. It is said that fish is a low type of species, and Garuda was a Vaishnava, carrier of Vishnu. That way Shobhari Rishi could not distinguish between the two personalities, and he did a Vaishnava apraj. In pleasing fish, he offended Vaishnava. Because of that Vaishnava apraj, he could not stay there in austerity for a long time. Just seeing two fishes loving each other, he got excited and he could not control himself. He came out of water and went to the king, Mandhata. Mandhata had 49 daughters. He said that, I want to marry your daughter. Mandhata at that time was very much perturbed what to say, what not to say, because he was not able to refuse, being horrified from his curse, and at the same time he did not want to get his daughters married to him. He said, okay, you select anyone. When Shobhari Rishi went inside to select wife, at that time he, by his mystic power, yogic bal, became very handsome and beautiful young man. And when he went there, he was looking like a demigod. He was looking like handsome demigod. All 49 girls wanted to marry him, and they put their garland on his neck. So he married all those girls. He stayed with those girls for 10,000 years, totally in Bhog Vilas, because of that Vaishnava offense. Only one time his wife said that, it is now evening, won't you do Sandhya? Anik, he just recollected because of his past time. Evening means then when time is gone. Your most of your life is in the state of evening. Oh, evening has come and I am still sleeping in Bhog Vilas, in sense enjoyment. At that time he remembered that what he was doing and what he is doing, and this comparative thing he went thought. He gave up everything and then went and started doing his bhajan again, escaping himself from Vaishnava apraj this time. So this is the place Prabhuji was saying that this tree is Kadam tree of that same time when Kaliya came here, because Shobhari Rishi gave this curse to Garuda that he cannot come here, and Kaliya and Garuda had some differences, some fight, some enmity. So Kaliya came here, he started living here, and because of his poison, all the trees were burned. Only this Kadam tree remained there, because this Kadam tree had a drop of nectar. Once Guruji was bringing the pitcher of nectar, and he rested on this tree, and some drop of nectar was fallen, so it remained intact as it is. It was not burnt because of poison. This is why we are celebrating Kumbh Mela at different places, because it is said that at those points one drop of nectar fell down. he was to Prabhuji was telling. So when Kaliya was doing this thing, at that time Krishna jumped into this Yamunaji, and Kaliya was staying in a ditch where water is not there. Because of Krishna's jump, lot of water spilled and it went into the ditch where he was living, and then he came out to see who is he. And he saw Krishna is there, very young boy is there, and he came to bite him. But at that time Krishna tried to fight with him. By his whole length and tail, he wrapped Krishna by his tail and tried to tighten him, and then wanted to bite him. At that time Krishna expanded him like anything. Because of his expansion, his body was broken. He could not resist his Krishna's expansion. His body was broken. He untied his wrap, and then Krishna came and stood on his hood. And on each and every, he has thousands of hoods. On each and every hood, he jumped, put his feet, he danced on that. And at that time, he was so much injured that blood started coming out of his mouth. Then he realized that he is facing not an ordinary personality. His wife, Kaliya's wife, was Krishna's devotee already, and they recognized Krishna. They were praying Krishna, but they were not in favor of Kaliya. When Krishna jumped, they were scared that our husband will kill him, but he did not want to get killed. Well, when Krishna, after having a big dance on his head, and Kaliya realized that he is not ordinary personality, and wives also realized now Kaliya is ready to surrender before Krishna, they started worshipping that he is recognizing you now, please forgive him. And at that time Krishna became pleased because of worshipping of and request of wives, and he said, okay, now you go away from here, this is the place of my pastime. Kaliya said that again Garuda will kill me. He said, no, Garuda will not do anything. Your footprints have come on your hood. And then Kaliya gave him so many jewels and Kaustubh money to Krishna, and Krishna took it. That Kaustubh money is still famous, it is with Lord still. And Kaliya went away from there. So this is the pastime of Krishna here. Now we will proceed to कहाँ जाएंगे?
हम लोग जाएंगे बन महाराज के मठ में, और वहाँ से होटल में
मदन मोहन जी के मंदिर. फ्रॉम द मठ ऑफ बन महाराज वी विल प्रोसीड टू मदन मोहन जी मंदिर ऑफ हरे कृष्ण. राइट नाउ वेयर वी हैव कम इज समाधि स्थलीय भजन कुटीरा कुटीबाग Bhakti Hidde, Pan Maharaj. He was very learned and eloquent speaker. So he was saying that the Maharaj, when he used to come here, he had many times his darshan and he had heard his lecture. And he used to speak in Hindi, he used to speak pure Hindi. When he used to speak in English, pure English. And Bangla, pure Bangla. He had command in all these three languages, and he was very eloquent speaker. Such speakers are rarely available. Before Swamiji, he, as per order of his Guru Maharaj, went to foreign countries for preaching also. So we have come here. This is the temple established by him, temple of Sri Radha Gobind. Radha Gobind. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should beg mercy from such Vaishnava. He was quoting, Krishna does not hear directly. Or we may rectify our statement. Krishna hears only his associate, that is Vaishnava. And still we have to be Vaishnava, but he cannot hear us. So in order that our message should approach to him, we have got no other way but to approach a Vaishnava, pray to them, and they will carry over our message to Krishna. So right now our duty is enough, that we should become somehow or other thinker of Vaishnava, put their foot shoes on our head and do such menial service and then say to them, please recommend our prayer to Krishna. So we will go from here. Madan Mohan Temple. Prabhuji started his famous tournament of Madan Mohan. Right now, we are in the temple of Madan Mohan. In fact, the original duty of Madan Mohan does not stay there. He has already been shifted away from here. And it is said that the old temple was also broken to some extent. Yatam, Pangol Mandit, you know, Yatam means that all glory is due. To whom? To Madan Mohan. Why? Because I am Pangu. Pangu means here, who cannot walk. And Mandir Mati. My mind is dull. Mandir is dull. I have dull minded. Unable to walk, such type of a creature in this world. And I bow down to Madan Mohan at least tower in your mercy to me. So, Prabhuji was saying that Madan Mohan is in fact Adhishtata of Sambandha Tattva. Many of you will be learning these two words. Sambandha Tattva. Sambandha Tattva means how we are related to Krishna. Our this relationship gets manifested by the mercy of Shri Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Gopinath and Govind, these three deities are in fact heart and soul of Gaudiya Vaishnava. When we say Gaudiya Vaishnava, we mean those Vaishnavas who take shelter of Radhanand. Those who are servitor of Radhanand. Radhanand is Pakti. So Pakti, Radhanand is Pakti means from towards the side of Radhanand they want to serve Krishna. To these Vaishnava, Madan Mohan is Sambandha Devata, the deity which generates, which manifests and reveals our relationship with Krishna. And Govind, which is the deity, which gives us how to worship, how to do bhajan, after getting established our relationship with Krishna. Today Maharaj Raja Sushin that bhajan starts after establishment of relationship, after sambandha. And prayojan is the established duty of for prayojan is Gopinath. The way we love Krishna, we serve Krishna, for this our loving and serving attitude, the main duty is Gopinath. So, Vaishnavas always worship these duties and these duties exalt Vaishnavas in them. This is what he was saying. Now we will go to address what? Where is
Sanatana Goswami?
Now we will go to Bhajan Guru of Sanatana Goswami and in Samadhi, dear Prabhuji will tell that how Madan Mohan Bhakti was manifested by, was discussed by Sanatana Goswami.
Hey Krishna, this is Samadhi of Sanatana Goswami Pad, who is our life and soul for our bhajan. Sanatana Goswami Pad came here, he did his bhajan sitting beneath a tree. Every day he came in his tree so that to show us that we should not get attached to our house, because he was not even letting himself attach with a single tree. So his bhajan was example for us. So he told one of his lila katha and said that we have not to stay here long because another bhajan mandali is also here. They are chasing us. Chasing us in a sense, they are also on the same way and we will get disturbed in our hari katha. We all know that Madan Mohan was a deity with Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami was just putting it on a mountain, on a stone of hill, and he was not having any opulent temple for it and was offering him dry chapati without vegetables and without salt also. So once Madan Mohan said that, please give me Sanatan, please give me.